I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's Entitled Parents video, we're going to see what happens when an entitled Karen tries to battle a kid on the tennis courts. You're too young to play tennis. I, a 12-year-old male, and my family go to a tennis court near us a lot. There's three courts, with a one-hour limit if someone is waiting. So we go and play. Now, I'm not exactly a feather. I'm pretty thick. I do feel self-conscious when playing, so there's that. Also, my sister is an ace when it comes to tennis. Now, this is relevant for later in the story. So we're playing, and this entitled parent comes over with her two kids, around maybe 17 to 19 years old. I sense danger, and she immediately tells us to get off the courts. Please get off the courts. We want to play. My mum said, sorry, we got here 10 minutes ago. You'll have to wait a bit. But my kids deserve it more. Now my mum gets a little angry, but still tries to ask her to leave. Then the entitled parent drops the bomb. Besides, my kid is better than your fat, insert Asian slur, over there. And my mum just freaking loses it. See, a Karen is scary, but they have no power when compared to an Asian Karen. And they begin arguing, while me and my sister are quietly hitting shots to each other. The two Karens are still at it though, with the entitled parent telling my mum, my daughter is better than yours. To which my mum replies, is she on varsity tennis? And the entitled parent pales. At that exact moment, my sister hits a fat serve and lands it perfectly, making the Karen grab her kids and leave. We laugh and finish our session. And there we go, what a story to start off today's episode. Let me just make this clear, right? Was OP calling their own mother an Asian Karen? That was, they did say that, right? You've called your own mother a Karen there. I think she didn't act like one at all. She seemed fine. She was defending her court and her kids. It seemed okay, but hey, you're gonna know better than me. Maybe she is a Karen. A Karen v Karen battle to start off this episode. Incredible scenes. I gotta see a follow-up though. I mean, I've gotta see at least a doubles match between the kids, or maybe a 1v1 between you and the Karen, or a 1v1 between both Karens. On the tennis court, let it go down. Whoever wins gets to stay. Sounds like your sister is very, very good. She's a varsity tennis player, so maybe let her take one of them on, and I just wanna see what happens. I mean, honestly, there are loads of events going on right now. You know, YouTube v TikTok boxing. We had Floyd Mayweather v Logan Paul. How about a Karen v Karen battle? I'd pay for that. Now moving on to our next story. Entitled parent complains because his kid can't get the summer program he wants. A little backstory. I started fostering this little girl late last year. She is 13 years old, and I'm in the process of adopting the girl. Through lots of trials and tribulations, it looks like it's going to happen. The kid will call her Kat to keep things simple. Now, she is smart, truthfully. So much smarter than she believes. She doesn't actually have much confidence in herself, and I have her seeing a therapist. I guess years and years in the CAS system will do that to you. I managed to get her into a summer program for kids interested in all things related to STEM. We've been working on little projects at home, mostly to get her ahead in her school, like making floating concrete fireworks, etc. I took her to an information session yesterday for the program, so she can select what she's going to do in the program. Her session is the first 2 weeks of August. So yeah, we're there and going through everything, and luckily she was able to register for the last open spot in a robotics course. And what would you know, a dad and his little idiots are behind us. Well, he gets up to the table and is all annoyed that there's no more room in the class. And right away, he turns to us to say we should give up the spot for his son. Blah, 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 that his kid wanted to do the class, but I politely declined. I've never understood why a simple no sets these people off, but yeah. We are met with, wouldn't the girl prefer to be in a cooking or housekeeping class, that she's a girl and girls don't do well in technical fields? I don't lose my cool exactly. I just make the jerk off motion in the air and say, snooze you lose, and walk away. The guy just continued going off that he's got a man's job. he's a machine operator. His kid is a man that me or my kid wouldn't understand anything. More blah blah BS. More sexism, really. The thing about the summer programs is that they are run by people working in the fields who are using their break to do the classes, and current university students and the man working at the desk interned at the company I worked for last November, right before I left the company. So I knew him. We are friends. He's the reason I found out about the program. He told the guy then, yeah, you know, I interned for her, right? Like, she was running the entire department at the company. She's an engineer. I was already walking away at this point, and I wish I had a clever line to give him and do the mic drop, but I didn't. It never ceases to amaze me how pig-headed people can be. Oh, come on, man. It's 2021. There's no need to bring sexism into the equation just because you're butthurt that you can't get your kid onto a robotics course. Why can a girl not go on, but your manly family deserves the son to go on? Like, come on, man. We're not living in the you know, dark age anymore. Get your head out the sand. Are you an ostrich? That is my question. Can I say, actually, if any of you get that reference, then you have surprised me. If you get the reference, comment down below and I'll send you a gift card. I'm not even joking. That is how niche that reference is to probably the majority of you. Comment down below and I'll send you a gift card. I'm genuinely serious. I mean, I'm just reading back again. When the guy said, wouldn't the girl prefer to be in a cooking or housekeeping class? No, she can be in any class she wants. And let's be realistic, she's probably way better than your son at robotics. So sexist.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode, front seats. My wife and I live 15 hours away from my family. This is so that she can be close to her family and so that I don't have to deal with mine on a daily basis. The other day, about a week or two ago, we decided to visit my family. When we got there, everything was going great. We were all getting along and happy to see each other. About 3 hours into our visit, I decided to show my wife around my hometown. She'd never visited before and had only met my folks once, at our wedding. Both of my parents volunteered to tag along just in case I get lost. I hadn't been back home in years and some of the roads had changed. We agreed that it was a good idea and started to load up into my car. As I started to buckle up, I noticed my mother is getting into the front passenger seat. I stop and look to my wife, who is staring at my mother with a confused expression. Mum? I said, trying to sound polite because I know the slightest thing can set her off. Can you hop in the back seat? That's my wife's seat, and she gets car sickness if she's in the back seat. My mother scoffs and rolls her eyes at me. She can just sit in the back seat, she said, exasperated, as if she'd explained this thousands of times to me. We won't be gone long, so she won't get car sick. Now, my wife can get car sick from a 3-minute drive if she is in the back seat, especially when she's around strangers. And yes, my folks are strangers to her. Taking all of this into consideration, I quickly pipe up and say, so can you. I'm not arguing about this with you, Mum. This is my car, and I want my wife to enjoy being able to look around where I grew up. She scoffs again and turns to my wife and says with the most condescending tone I've ever heard, you won't mind if I take this seat, will you? He's my baby boy, and I haven't been able to see him since you heartlessly took him away from me. Luckily, my wife and I didn't have to do anything, because my hero of a father jumped in and told my mother to get out of the car. Now, he isn't the type to deal with BS, and my mother knows this. She quickly hopped out and turned to get into the back seat. I sighed in relief for a moment until my father stopped her. We are not going with them, he said, anger very evident on his face as he stepped in front of my mother. We need to talk about how you treat our daughter-in-law. You see, my mother has always hated my wife, whereas my father treats her no different from any of my siblings and I. Needless to say, an argument broke out, and my wife and I left without seeing the town. Really, guys? All of that just because you wanted to sit next to your son in the front seat of a car for what, a few minute drive? Just go and sit in the back like any normal person with your own husband. It's actually so, like, I don't think anyone would ever do that. Like, say, you know what, sorry, wife, but I'm sitting in the front. So you're then forcing the wife, like, doesn't even matter about the car sickness, I don't think, because it's just weird anyway. You would force your son's wife to sit in the back with her father-in-law whilst you sit in the front with your son. It's very strange. Like, usually the couples would tend to stay together, right? Unless you'd all agreed on it, then it's completely fine. But it's just a bit weird in principle to even suggest that, let alone go through with it after you know that she has car sickness troubles and is probably not going to feel very well if she is forced to sit in the back. It's a very strange one. All of that could have been so easily avoided had she just sat in the back. The mum, I mean, of course. And then they could have had a nice day, but no. She ruined it, and it's probably a good thing she did, to be honest, because it doesn't sound like you want to be spending too much time with somebody like that. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Let me know down below in the comments, have you enjoyed it? Do you want more from this subreddit every day, twice a day, five times a day? Let me know, because I can supply that for you. Also, you know, serious point here. Let me know any other subreddits you want to see on my channel that I may not have touched on in the recent past, because there may be some that I haven't looked at for a while now that you're missing. And I might have just forgotten about them as well. So let me know down below. And yeah, thank you very much. See you all tomorrow. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.